Coversals kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Derby Day, who better to have in the studio than a man who was part of the Holy Trinity, managed the Blues assistant as well. His Derby record was pretty decent. Colin Harvey, morning to you, Colin.
Good morning, how are you?
And you've brought your support, your right arm as well, your daughter, and also the PR manager for Clatterbridge, Melanie. Morning, Melanie.
Good morning.
Great to see you. Coming to the microphone there. Now, there's a very important reason why you're in here. We'll talk Derby in a bit more detail later on. But you are raising money at the moment for Clatterbridge to build a brand new hospital. So, Melanie, just give us the background on this. Where are we at?
Okay, so it's the Clatterbridge Cancer Centre. We're building a new cancer hospital in the city centre of Liverpool. It will be near the new Royal Hospital, but it'll be a brand new standalone cancer centre. We'll be treating inpatients and outpatients, and we'll also be doing some very, very important research to find new cures for cancer and new treatments for cancer as well.
These things obviously aren't cheap, are they?
No. It's going to cost £157 million and we need to raise £15 million through charitable donations. And that's where we're hoping the fans of Everton and Liverpool might be able to help us tonight.
Right, so a little bit of a bucket shake tonight. You might see Colin Harvey outside with a bucket. Is that right, Colin?
No. I'll definitely be donating, but Mel will be outside with a couple of my cousins and lots of our friends, and they've been raising as much as they possibly can, and for a very, very good cause, which is close to all our hearts.
Yeah, you'll see loads of bucket shakers outside there. Look, but if you can help, please do, because as you were saying to me off air, if everyone threw in 50p, a pound, whatever it might be, it goes a long way at the end of the day.
It does. If every person could just give £1 tonight, I know it's tough times for a lot of people, and it's Christmas and it's an expensive time, but one in two people in Liverpool are going to get cancer. Mm. So it's really, really important that we get this hospital built and we get this research done.
Yeah, the rates for cancer in the city are poor, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really bad. Liverpool's probably one of the worst in Europe, certainly the worst in the UK. Many, many different reasons for that. But it's just that's why it's really, really important that we have the best treatment and the best research that we can.
How close is it to your heart? As a family, you're both supporting it, aren't you?
Well, my wife Maureen has been in a couple of times. She's had breast cancer and stomach cancer and had treatment at Clatterbridge. And also my eldest daughter had treatment at Clatterbridge as well. And regretfully, didn't come through it. But it's a really close thing to both our family.
And I mean, the work that they carry out there is unbelievable. Obviously, you're involved day in, day out. But as a family, when you're there and there's someone close to you getting treated there, you see it in a different perspective as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. I mean, before I worked there, obviously, I've taken both my mum and used to take my sister for treatment. Mm. The level of care is superb, and the expertise is also brilliant as well. Not everyone has a happy ending, unfortunately, but that's why it's really, really important. But many people do. My mum's still under the care of Clatterbridge, and she's doing really, really well. Mm. So we've had a good ending as well.
Mm. I know it's personal to you as well. It's an important time of year. We had Joe Royal on the other week. He'd been to Clatterbridge and he was doing something similar of fundraising. He was just talking about the great spirits.
He started the lotto thing there.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Everton in the community. We're in partnership with them and they're doing scratch cards. So chuck a pound in the bucket and buy a scratch card as well.
It all goes to the same thing, does it?
Yes.
Unbelievable. So actually, you're building this hospital over here.
Yes.
It sort of shows the need, both sides of the water,
absolutely,
to have that accessibility.
Yeah, the majority of our patients do actually come from this side of the river. So it's really important that you know, they've got that accessibility. We do have centres treating people under the Clatterbridge name here, particularly Aintree. But it's really important to remember the Wirral site will also stay. There's going to be a lot of money invested there too. So for people in the Wirral, Cheshire, they will still be able to go to the Clatterbridge Cancer Centre in Wirral for their treatments as well.
Right, so if you're heading to the game, just put whatever you can, 50p, a quid. You'll see Melanie, a lot of the supporters, volunteers there. It all goes towards a brand new Clatterbridge Hospital, which is being built here in the city. 2019, do you say? Hopefully
yes.
that would be open. Right, so it's not too far off, so please help out. If you can. Obviously, as a player and as a manager, you would have, at Christmas, you would have spent a lot of time going to the different hospitals as well when you're older, hey?
Yeah, well, I go back to when I was a player and I think we were the first club to go to Alderhay. I'm going back nearly 50 years now to when I was quite a young player, and Alderhay was the first port of call to see the kids, and it was usually a couple of days before Christmas, and it was a really good time of the year, and but it did bring a smile to your face.
Now, was it special to you just to see that you could help as a
Without doubt, yeah. I mean, we were all fairly young then, and you mentioned Joe Royal before, and Tommy Wright, who was a good friend of mine. We all had young kids ourselves, and it was a really inspiring because you see these kids who were in really bad way at Christmas, and it did really put things in perspective.
How much does that link between the football clubs and the hospitals, the bond,
amazing.
Really help?
It's such a good boost to patients. I mean, as you said, Joe and Graham Sharp came into Clatterbridge Cancer Centre a few weeks ago to launch the scratch cards, and they went up onto the wards, and I think they met a man who was around 90 and then a man who was 19. So it just shows you that range. Mm. Cancer affects everybody. We treat children as well, and you know, there's no age barrier to cancer. But for those patients, just to meet someone to have a chat about football takes the mind off things. And Everton and the community have been so supportive to us, and hopefully will continue to do so. It really, really helps the patients. It really boosts morale.
Puts it into perspective for the footballers as well, doesn't it, really? Life of so much.
And without doubt. I mean, Joe was telling me about someone who came into Belfield the other day, and he was not to Belfield, to Finch Farm, sorry, and he was 34, and he had kids of 2 and 3, and he sat in the dressing room with the players and had conversations with them, and he said the lad at the end of it, and Joe speaking to him, said it was the best day of his life, you know. But he probably won't be alive much after Christmas, but it was he had the best day of his life.
So important. Joe, it was funny when Joe came on, he was talking about a chap in Clatterbridge who was trying to put a red blanket on him. He said he was having none of it. He was having a bit of an argument with this fella.
Well, you can have a laugh as well about football. That's the good thing, especially in this city. And, it, you know, just that banter and that fun that the patients can have, it can just take their mind off what can be an awful situation for them for a short amount of time, and it really does mean a lot to them.
Just a thought on the amount of money you're trying to raise. So without that 15 million, does that project sort of, it doesn't stall?
But it doesn't stall, but obviously the less money that can be borrowed and the more money that can be raised, the better. This is not a PPI project. This is all going to be paid for. But the more money that we can raise through charitable donations, the less we have to borrow, which is obviously better. The sooner things can be kitted out. You know, you can put a building up, but then you've got to put all the equipment in it, and that's obviously very, very expensive as well. So there's a lot of work to be done. But no, the hospital will get built, but we need the charitable donations. We really, really do.
Is it tougher more than ever to raise money? Because there's so many charities, or actually are people more generous than ever before?
I think the people of Merseyside are unbelievably charitable. I think, you know, they'll give people the last pound. People are so, so kind. And as I say, it is a difficult time at the moment. There's a lot of people not working, a lot of people who haven't got a lot of money. You'd still be amazed by the people who will donate. I meet people every single day who've done. You know, we're not maybe just asking people to give over money either. You might want to do some sort of fundraising yourself. You might want to get involved. I've met people who've shaved their heads, who've run fun runs, who've done skydives. You know, you can make fundraising fun as well. And if you go onto our website, clatterbridgecc.nhs.uk, and follow the link to the charity side of it, they can give you loads of ideas for fundraising. You know, you can do it in the workplace, you can do it in school, you can make it fun. There's loads of ways. I mean, I did the Santa Dash recently. 8,000 people did the Santa Dash.
In a blue or a red Santa outfit?
I left it too late to get a blue. She couldn't
get a blue.
They didn't have any blue ones left by the time I entered, which was just awful. My husband's a Liverpudlian, so he was quite glad to be wearing red. But there were so many people doing that, and that just shows you the spirit that's alive in Merseyside, and people really, really like to help. So we're hoping that they really get on board with this project and they see that there's a real importance to it. And yeah, it is difficult. You know, there isn't a lot of money around, but I think you find that people in this area are really, really generous. And we just hope that they can continue to do so.
Skydiving, that's for you next, Colin. Your daughter's planning that.
No.
Raise the last 100 quid, we'll throw you out of a plane.
Oh, yeah, there's the last 100 quid, yeah.
Won't be a problem there. Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff. Radio City Talk.